This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 59 for Wednesday, September 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were higher to start the day as the market managed to see a recovery off nearby lows amid ideas those recent losses were looking overdone. Canola is up $3 to $4, the November contract up $3.60 at $488 per ton. Forecasts calling for cooler and wetter weather across most of the prairies over the next week were also supportive, as harvest delays are likely in some areas. Declining Australian production prospects added to the firmer tone as the Australian Oilseeds Federation lowered its expectations on the size of that country's crop. Early strength in Chicago soybeans also helped underpin canola. However, seasonal harvest pressure remained a bearish influence in the background as farmers continued to make steady deliveries into the commercial pipeline. Strength in the Canadian dollar also helped temper the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up 6 to 9 cents, the November contract up 6 at $9.57 per bushel. After dropping sharply yesterday, bargain hunters were in the soybean market looking for a deal today amid ideas those losses were overdone. While the USDA unexpectedly raised its yield projection estimate for U.S. soybeans, many industry participants are still of the opinion that actual yields will eventually be revised lower given the poor rainfall in August. Corn prices, they're up 3 to 4 cents, December up 4 at $3.56 per bushel. Corn was also seeing a bit of a bounce after yesterday's losses. Solid export demand was supportive. However, relatively favorable Midwestern weather tempered the gains. Wheat is up 2 to 7 cents. December wheat in Chicago up 6 cents at $4.48 per bushel. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents in the December contract at $6.45 per bushel. Follow through buying on yesterday's strength provided support as wheat continued to show some recovery off nearby lows. Production concerns in Australia remained supportive as well, although ample world supplies and improving crop estimates out of Europe kept a lid on the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.